So anyway, we were just talking about that.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How you doing? How you feeling today? Is the weather good in your city? Because it's beautiful in Las Vegas. It's about 45 degrees and the sun is shining and it's a beautiful day. And I'm enjoying the weather, even though it's going to get cold tonight. And I want to tell all the homeless people, because today we've dedicated the show to helping the homeless. I'm letting them know it's getting ready to get cold. It's getting ready to get really chilly at night. So you need to be taking care of your particulars and getting yourself together so that you can be warm at night. Yes. It's getting ready to get really chilly in Las Vegas. So, I'm hoping that all the homeless people are doing what they need to do so that they can take care of their situation and be ready for the cold weather. And, you know, I want to tell you something. The government is not working. They shut down the government, and it's been a month since the government stopped working. The federal employees aren't working anymore, even though a lot of them are working, but they're not getting paid. And now they're trying to decide on how they can buy food for their families, how they can pay their car notes, how they can pay their hospital bill, how they can pay their house notes. They're in a dilemma, and they're hoping that President Donald Trump can get the country up and running again. But the people in the Senate and in the House of Representatives, they're battling. Yep, they have a issue going on. Because Donald Trump doesn't want to do anything with the country until he gets money to build a wall in Mexico. And the government doesn't think that the Mexican government needs to have a wall because they don't believe that anybody is being detained by building a wall. They're saying the people just fly in or they get in a truck and drive in. Or they get on a boat and cross the river and get into America. So building a wall isn't going to stop anybody from coming into America. And we're letting people in all the time. And a lot of the kids that are born here are able to go to school here, and they're able to receive medical assistance here in America. So I don't know why there's a big push to keep everybody out of America, because the more people that come here and the more people that go to work here, the more money this country makes and the more taxes they can pay and the better the country will operate. So I don't understand what the issue is, but I'm thinking that Donald Trump just wants to get a couple billion dollars to put in his pocket. And that's what they're trying to decide right now. And they got a couple of people that are lawyers that are investigating the Russians coming in and helping rig the election. And that's how Donald Trump got elected. So they're doing an investigation on Donald Trump and his winning of the presidency because they don't think he won it fair and square. So I don't know. That's what's going on with this country, and I'm hoping that they can settle the dispute and we can get back to working, because some of the states have gotten some new the new position, the governor, the governor of some of the states, we got some new Democratic governors, and they're interested in increasing the minimum wage. Like here in Las Vegas, the minimum wage was $7.50. Now we got a new governor. He's a Democrat, and he wants to raise the minimum wage to $15. And I think the minimum wage in California is already $15. So a lot of the states across the country are trying to raise the minimum wage because they know people need more money, and the price of everything is going up. So they need to raise the minimum wage so everybody can make more money. And that seems to be the direction that the Senate and the House of Representatives is trying to go. They want lower income people to get more money, and they want to have a middle class to get more money. And we're not concerned about the high class, the rich class, because Donald Trump is taking care of them. So we're just looking at the middle class and the low-income class. We're trying to increase their livelihood in Las Vegas and all across the country. So that's where we are. And if you watch the news, and you probably get sick of hearing about Donald Trump and the lawyers that are lying and arguing about what Donald Trump is saying and the deals he's making and all that. That's so crazy. I don't understand it. But that's what's going on in our United States right now. And we're spending all this money for a wall. We need to be spending money for the homeless people. They need to be setting up housing for the homeless. They need to be increasing the food stamps and the food distribution for the homeless. They need to be doing stuff like that, taking care of the homeless that are on the street. And all the people in California that suffered from those fires, they need to be taking care of those people too. I mean, wow, Paradise burned up the whole city. And the high school that went to the playoffs didn't even get to play in the playoffs because the school got burned up. And all of their equipment got burned up. So they didn't even get a chance to even show their talent in the playoffs. So we need to be doing something about that. We need to be rebuilding houses, rebuilding communities in California. And I know they have other states around the country that is having issues. So we need to help everybody get their situation together to improve their living situation and put everybody back to work. Yep, that's what we need to do. Everybody needs to go back to work, especially all the federal government, because they got people working at the airport that is working, but they're not getting paid. And you don't want no air traffic controllers to be down on the job, because they're in charge of millions of airplanes and millions of people flying all across the country. And if the air traffic controllers ain't watching what's going on in the skies, then we're going to start to have a lot of planes that are going to run into each other, and they're going to be crashing in the water in the Atlantic Ocean and crashing in the Hudson River and crashing in the Mississippi and crashing in the Pacific Ocean, and it's going to be a bad situation. So we need to pay the people that are looking out after us. And I don't know what's happening with the doctors and the lawyers in this country. I don't know what their situation is. I guess they're making money on just individual work practices, because I know my doctor's still getting paid, and I know the lawyers that I was dealing with are still getting paid. So I don't know. I'm thinking that private insurance is paying them. So we need to have some banks to step up and pay the people that are not getting paid. They need to step up and give them a loan or something so they can pay their house note and pay their car note. And the Department of Agriculture and the state need to give up food stamps for everybody. And the Agricultural Department needs to check the food that's coming into America from around the world, because we're getting some bad food here. If we're not checking the food, we're going to have some spiders and some bugs and some pesticides spraying the food. It's going to be a real bad situation, and a lot of people are going to get sick, and they may even die because of the lack of inspection of the food that America is importing and eating. Pretty soon, we're going to get food from China. Oh, man, that's going to be bad. That'll be real bad. So we need to do something. We definitely need to do something and to make life a little better. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on, what we can do. We just need to get together. And we need to get our government together. We got new senators in the House of Representatives. So they took over this month. So hopefully they can talk to President Trump and get him on one page, on one accord, and they can do something good for the country. And Mr. Trump can stop trying to make $1 billion on America's interest. He needs to go back to looking after the people in America, since he wants to make America great again. Well, let's do that then. Let's make America great. All right. I think it's time for us to have a commercial break. I'm tired of talking. So, DJ Papa D, can you play a song? And then it should be time for a commercial break in a second. So do what you do. I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas and everybody around the world. If you're in Las Vegas and you want to go to a church that's giving away clothes and food, you can go to C Street on the east and go all the way to H Street on the west side, and you can start on Washington Avenue on the south side and go all the way up to Harris Avenue on the north side. And between those four streets in that area, they call it Church Row. There are about 10 churches on the streets that are named after presidents. You got Monroe, you got Jefferson, you got Adams. You have all of these churches that are listed on all of those streets. And there are about 10 churches, and they're serving food in the morning on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And you can also get clothes at the churches. If you get there between 6 and 8 in the morning, you can get not only food, but you can get clothes from the churches between 6 and 8 in the morning. So make that a stop that you make so that you can get clothes. You can get jackets, you can get shirts and pants. You might even get some socks and shoes from the churches so that you can be warm during these cold winter days. Because like I said, it's getting ready to get cold in Vegas. And right now we're having a reprieve from the cold weather. So the sun has been out shining, and it hasn't been windy. It's been really nice, and the weather's been really good. But we did have some rain yesterday, and they expected to have some rain again tomorrow. So maybe before this weekend, they'll have rain for 2 or 3 days, and that means that they're going to have snow in the mountains. And that's one of the things that Las Vegas is known for. They have snow in the mountains, and the resorts are really nice when they have snow, where you can go skiing, and you can go snowboarding, and you can hang out in the snow cabins, and it's a nice place to visit when it's snowing and it has fresh snow on the ground. It's a nice place to go and take your family, and they can play in the snow, and it's a lot of fun. But make sure you take clothes that'll keep you warm, because you can get frostbite in the snow. That's something that most kids don't know. They go and they play and make snowballs, and then their hands get frozen. So they need to, you need to take care of their kids, you know, put some gloves on them, or at least bring them in the house and put them by a fire so they can warm up after they've been playing in the snow. And even if they're laying down doing snow angels or making a snowman, you know, let them come in and warm up. Okay, I think it's time for another commercial break. Papa D, play a song and drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back with some more of our show dedicated to the homeless. the organization means, M-E-A-N-S. We need all of the stores and restaurants that are donating food or have food to donate to the homeless agencies or to low-income agencies. They need to contact me. Go on the internet and find the website and find the database for Means and register your store or your restaurant. And if you have food that you want to give to homeless people or to low-income people, then register with Means and register with their database on the internet so that they can make arrangements to pick up the food that you have to distribute. And if you're a charity and you're interested in receiving food because you want to give food to low income or to the homeless, then you need to contact Means and register with their database and let them know that you want to receive food because you have people that you want to give the food to. So go on the internet, pull up Means, M-E-A-N-S, and pull up their database and register your charities to the database so that the food that is available to be given away, you'll be able to receive some of that food. And you can use it for the homeless or low-income people or however you want to distribute the food. It will be available to you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. How you feeling today? I'm feeling all right. The weather in Vegas is nice and cool, and the sun is shining. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying doing my radio show today, talking to all you people around the world and everybody in Las Vegas. I'm having a good time, and I'm thinking about everything that's going on. I mean, we need to talk about, like, some of the places that the homeless people can get clothes. We have a place called Marty Mart. It's located at 1219 South Main Street in Las Vegas. And it's right down the street from the Stratosphere Casino. And they're open from 10 o'clock in the morning until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And they have all kind of housewares that you can get for your house. And I think they're getting blankets, and they may even have a sleeping bag or two, but they have some jackets and some pants and some long sleeve shirts that you could wear. And I think they have socks and shoes also that you can get for little or nothing, because they're sponsored by the Reformation Lutheran Church, which is located on St. Louis and 6th Street in Las Vegas. So go down there and tell them G-Money sent you. And you go down there and get the warm clothes that you need so that you can be warm for the winter time. And I'm sure they'll help you because they're dedicated to helping homeless people become better citizens and live a better life. So that would be a good place to start off if you need some warm clothes for the winter. And also, you can go to AK Closet, and you can look them up on the internet, akcloset.org, O-R-G. And you can see where they're located and check out their times that they're open and go down and see if you can help her get rid of some of her clothes, because she has a trailer full of clothes that she's trying to give away. She needs somebody to come and take the clothes off of her hands so that people can use the clothes. She has men's clothes, women's clothes, and children's clothes. So go and help her relieve her clothes. All right. So that's what we need to do. I'm thinking about someplace else that you can go and get clothes to help stay warm. I already told you that you could go to the dumpsters in a lot of apartment complexes and look in the dumpster, because they throw a lot of the clothes and the blankets and stuff that's left over in the apartment when people move out. They throw the blankets and clothes and shoes and everything that's left in the apartment when people move out or they get evicted, and they don't take everything with them. They leave a lot of stuff behind. And the maintenance people just throw it out. So if you look in the dumpsters, you may find some blankets. You may find some jackets. You may find some clothes that you can use to stay warm during the winter. Now, I'm not saying everything is going to be new, but you may have to wash something here or there. They got laundromats throughout the city that you can put your clothes in and you can wash them up. And they'll fit just fine. And you can wear them just like they're new clothes. So they're new to you, so that's what you do. You wear them like they're new clothes, and you can stay warm and be happy with your clothes. And you don't care if they're matching, because your object is to stay warm. You're not trying to dress for a fashion show. You're trying to stay warm, because it's cold in Vegas. And right now, it's not too bad. So you got a chance to go out and get some warm clothes and get ready for the winter, because it's going to get cold. I'm thinking that the end of January, the middle of February, it's going to get cold out here in Vegas. And I want you to be ready. I want you to have blankets and coats and jackets and socks and pants and shoes. I want you to have all of that so that you can be warm when the weather goes to 15, 16, 13, 12 degrees out here in Las Vegas. Because we're in the desert, and it gets cold in the desert. It's not always hot in the desert. It gets cold in the desert. And we even have rain in the desert. So, yeah, that's what we have. All right. Papa D, do you have something you want to play for us? Or Do you have some songs, a song that you can play for us, or anything interesting? I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Yes.
If you have some questions that you want to send Ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions if you have.
The baker's man is baking a cake. Polly has a kettle, the tea she'll make. Miss Muffet's been making curds and whey all day.
We're making a party, a birthday party. We're making a party for Mrs. G.
Humpty Dumpty will rock and roll. The Queen of Hearts will sing some soul. Country music will be played by the fiddlers three.
We're making a party, a birthday party. Yeah, we're making a party for Mrs. G.
Gander's flying over land and sea to bring us our famous Mother G. Our town, let's all shout surprise as they splash down. Old King Cole's gonna sing a song. Little Boy Blue will blow his horn. Now we'll have music from dusk till dawn.
Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm just saying hello. How you doing? What's going on in your world? I think we got some time left to answer some questions. DJ Papa D, do we got some questions that I can answer?
Well, I don't know about answering questions, but there's some events happening in Las Vegas that you might want to mention.
Oh, okay.
We can talk about those. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So these are all events that are, some are happening this weekend and some may be happening a little later. The first event is the Blind Center of Nevada, which you know very well. Today, and I guess it's over, but today they had a they were collecting old and non-functional electronics, and I imagine they're going to be doing that today, January 2nd and January 23rd. So the Blind Center wants you to send all of your old non-functional electronics, computers, phones, printers, fax machines, etc., and drop them off. And the Blind Center, check out the Blind Center's website, www.blindcenter.org, to get more details.
All right.
Next up.
And the address is 1001 Bruce Street is where it's located. So if you want to go down to the Blind Center, it's open from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the evening, Monday through Friday. And somebody will be able to help you once you get there. All right. Good job. I forgot about that, Papa D. Good job.
Tomorrow, there's an event hosted by the Stupak Community Center. It's called the Neighborhood Outreach Clothing Giveaway, and that's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Stupak Community Center, which is at 251 West Boston Avenue. It says, come and fill a bag with clothing, shoes, and other items you need for your family, and it's free. Next.
All right.
On Sunday, let's see. Also tomorrow there's a food giveaway from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and that is sponsored by the Valley Vegas Church at 4500 West Sahara Avenue. So if you need food, go there.
That's David Valley Church, 4500 West Sahara. Okay, good.
Right. A week from today, or a week from tomorrow, on the 26th, there's open air market, and that is it's happening at a New Day Adult Daycare, which is located at 524 South Decatur Boulevard. And they'll be distributing wholesome, nutritious food to anyone in need. So that's the open air market on Saturday, January 26th. There's also on the 29th, which is Tuesday, it's National Career Fairs, and there's a Las Vegas Career Fair happening at the Palace Station Hotel, which is at 2411 West Sahara Avenue. And the last thing is, it's called LVIP Dining's Restaurant of the Month, Carmine's. So Carmine's, which is at 3500 Las Vegas Boulevard South, is donating for every meal that LVIP dining members do and their guests eat at Carmine's Italian Restaurant, three meals will be donated to the Three Square Food Bank. And so anyone who's in Southern Nevada who's in need can just go to the Three Square Food Bank and get meals. Okay? And I think that's it for events.
All right. And I want to also mention that the Three Squares Food Bank is looking for volunteers to help package groceries to give away to homeless people and to a lot of the federal workers that aren't getting paid for their services. They're working, but they're not getting paid. So they need some help with the food to feed their families. And Three Squares has volunteered to donate food to the families. So they can always use volunteers to help pack groceries and to give away groceries to the federal employees. Okay.
All right, one more thing. Happy birthday, Mom.
That's right. Happy birthday, Mama. I'm hoping that you're happy and you're living well. I'm hoping that you're eating good today because it's your birthday. So, happy birthday, Mama. All right.
All right, G-Money, it is time to end the show. So I think it's time to say your thank yous and goodbyes so we can shut down the show and get ready for the weekend and get ready for next week.
All right. Well, that sounds like the word. So everybody, thank you for listening to the radio show this week. We hope you were entertained by a lot of the comedy shorts that we play for the upcoming comedy album that G-Money the Pimp Comic got coming out. And we hope you enjoyed the show and appreciate all of the activities that we announced that are going on for people to get clothes and to get food throughout the city of Las Vegas. And we hope that we are making a difference in the lives of homeless people. So we're trying to step up. Even though Donald Trump is shutting everything down, we're hoping that we can step up and make a difference. So this is G-Money and my brother, DJ Papa D, and we're saying thank you for listening to our radio show this week. And we'll be back next week with some more interesting information. And we hope you have a good weekend. All right. I'm out of here. Later. Peace.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at bigmouthgvg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.